We would like to take the opportunity once again to thank you all for all that you do, for all that you hold in your hearts as being true and being loving and being strong. These are hard times, and we appreciate your being the light in a dark time. It is a great thing that you are doing and that you have done. And the light is moving through, never fast enough, of course, for any of you, but you are going to see manifestations in the next 6 months that are going to be startling in many ways. And we are holding with you, sending you more light, sending light to your country in the places where it is most needed. So once again, thank you for being who you are and walking in the way that you are walking, and we are walking with you. And so now we want to speak a bit about what it is to change internally. And by change internally, we do not mean improve. So much of how you have been driven has been your job is to do it better. Your job is to become better. Your job is to perfect it. It has been atrocious, really, because it comes from such a wrong place. It is a place that does not see woman, see her strength, appreciate who she is, and the power of her sensitivity. There is power in sensitivity. It means that you are able to feel, to see, to respond to what is going on around you, and you're able to see truth when very often people around you are not even looking for it. This is one of the powers of walking in the light, that you are able to do that even when it is difficult to do. But to make a change inside that is not about you got it wrong and you should have done it better, but that change is because you are moving up. Your vibration is being altered even as we speak. And when that happens, you will find that you have power in place that you did not notice it before. There is a thing we notice being in the human condition, and that is the habit of fear. And what that means is when certain things spark, the habit you were taught is to go immediately to fear, as though that is going to be a protection of some kind. And truthfully, there is discernment, we understand that, but the habit of going to fear quickly is not a good habit. And so you are moving energetically now in such a way that you do not have to fall into fear at every turn. You do not need to do that. And the change that you will make is not continuing to be victim to that fear. Now, we all understand where that comes from. And we all understand that it comes from a combination of knowing that as woman, you are not enough by definition. Mother God, by the way, is appalled by that teaching. And the other thing is that you are truly responsible for the behavior and the emotional responses, the happiness, whatever it is, of everyone around you. And that is why so many of you have used so much energy, because it has been from a place of fear. You fear about what someone else is thinking or feeling or doing, and you see it is off because you are discerning, you can see it, but the fear then drives you to take it on as though it belongs to you. And we would like to take this time to give you permission not to do that anymore. Go to your own power, your own strength, and take care of you. And this is not about going to war with the world, but it is very much about not being a rug that people step on when you sense imbalance or fear. We all know about this in relationship to our families because it is a challenge there. But we want you to be able to feel yourself in a new way. And that is the change inside that we are talking about. So we are going to suggest two things to keep in mind. Will you still continue to know and feel all that you know and feel? Absolutely. After you know and feel it, can you stop? Return your energy to yourself and practice that knowing for you so that you are in a situation that is discordant or that is something I know you all encounter, irresponsible. You will see that there is a great deal of irresponsible now. And you identify it, but you do not fix it. You identify it, and then you come back to your own center, and you look around you at the situation, and you choose the thing that is best for you. Now, this gets confusing because a natural way of being for a woman is to be cooperative. And we are all for being cooperative. We are simply not for you suffering and being sacrificed in order to be cooperative. This is the internal change that we are looking at now. So that where light reaches out to you, reach back. Where there is a pleasant or easy way to make things better, feel free. But for you to be in a state of emotional distress because of a situation you did not create, this is something that we want to give up. And this is the time to give it up. There is enough light now that you can be who you really are. We know that you will have some questions about this, and we will be happy to answer and to guide you through this time. But when you feel yourself using too much energy, feeling too much about yourself that is negative, then that is not the turn that we want you to make. And as you are making this turn, what you will find is that you are stronger and have more energy for creating the thing that you want to create. And we're going to mention one other thing. We have spoken with some of you individually about this, but this is for all of you. And that is, before you give away everything that you have, listen to your heart. Your heart, the seat of your wisdom. Ask your heart, what is good for me here? And then allow your heart to answer. This is the working image that we want to keep in this time. When we are being called to be strong, when we are being called sometimes to be the sane person in the room, if you know what we are saying, there will be all kinds of fragmented energy around you. And your job is not to take care of that. Your job is to take care of you. And so in a situation that is distressing, be sure you ask your heart, in this situation, what is good for me? Enough of the trying to change you into someone who takes care of everything. We are through with that now. Your power now is in your heart, the wisdom of your heart, your ability to know what is good for you, and of course to be cooperative, but only with the light. Only with the light. This is a large change, and even your cells are being altered to help you with this change. So there is much more to learn here, much more to know, but we are going to stop with this tonight so that we can talk about it a bit together. In this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily, deeply, and where your breath goes, let the truth go. And see that there is a road stretched out ahead of you. And as you walk on the road begins to speak to you about your own path and what you most need to know, what you need to keep and what you need to discard. As you move forward, come to a place where the energy is all peace, where everything is exactly as it should be, and that includes you. And breathe in that knowing, and feel things fall away from you as you breathe in that knowing. Step onto the path again and move forward and see that you have come to a place where there are waterfalls. And see the beauty and the power of them. And they are the teachers of power in the flow. And if you wish to do so, step into one of the waterfalls and let your body take in that knowing that the power is in the flow. Step onto the path again and move into the place where the sun shines on you. And it warms you and dries you and sends power to your core. Now see that this path takes you into your own heart center. And when you come into your heart center, feel the whole center light up. See the beauty that you've created, the places that you've made to rest, to contemplate, to feel. And see this beautiful heart center full of love and understanding and wisdom. And see that a path lights up for you, a path that is going to take you higher. And as you step onto the path, let go of the earth and everything that you might have been carrying. And feel the path itself begin to elevate you. And be aware that the air you breathe is full of blessings. And you come to a place where there are bright birds in a cage. And these are birds that want to be free. And you go to the door and open the door wide and watch as each of the birds leaves the cage and see the beauty of them as they fly into the light. Each of them exploring the places they want to go. And they take their time. They become free one at a time. And now there is one small bird left who is afraid. And send love to that little bird. And as you do, see the bird begin to grow, begin to have color and structure. And when the little bird realizes he is no longer a little bird, he steps through the door that you have opened and flies with his friends to his freedom and his joy. Now look at the cage and watch the cage collapse, because there is no need for it anymore. And continuing to breathe in the blessing, feel the path come up again, move higher. And come to the place of fullness, so that everything that you breathe is bringing into your body and into your life the fullness that was intended for you from the very beginning. Continue to breathe in the blessings. And feel yourself filling and the energy around you becoming bright and vibrant and beautiful. And from here, move upward. Feel the path moving you higher. And you come to the place of the gift. Resting your mind, know your gift. when you've known your gift, notice that your teacher has come here to be with you in this high place. Your teacher who walks with you and steps with you and guides you and is there with love and support through everything that goes on. Thank you, teacher, and receive your teacher's blessing. And turn and come back down the path, still breathing in the beautiful things that the universe is delivering to you. And walk back into your heart center. And breathe into your heart center to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your heart, open your eyes